Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second, the right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third, the second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth, the DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Earl Williams. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Mark Belunger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second, the left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting third, the third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth, the first baseman, John Ellis. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth, the center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh, the DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Remy Hermoso. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Klein. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey strikes out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a line drive towards first. Powell catches it and steps on first to double up Ellis. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbrey. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Bumbrey steals second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally fires to first and has Duffy trapped. There's the throw to Bellinger who tags Duffy for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair throws the ball into Grich who tags Bell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ellis is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich is hit by the pitch. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermoso hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gritch hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Duffy bunts for an out. Hermoso moves to second. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles won, and the Indians won. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Enos Cavill pinch runs for Bug Powell. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Cavill moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson is walked intentionally. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cavill scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Williams moves to second. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Don Baylor pinch hits for Al Bumbrey. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Williams tags and moves to third. Bellinger tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Orioles. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-4 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Don Baylor now playing left field. Enos Cavill now playing first base. Bob Reynolds now pitching. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ossie Blanco pinch runs for John Ellis. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.